Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Carpe diem, seize the day. We're going to seize the day today. This holy day, the day before the holiest day. Carpe diem. Do not get your thyroid gland cut out, ever. This show is dedicated to those of you who have been told that your thyroid gland does not function. We got to get into a little basic anatomy and physiology, so those of you who haven't had this diagnosis understand that this is about you also. Even if you've never been told you have a problem with your thyroid gland takes care of your metabolism. And all of us, whether we're low thyroid or high thyroid, have to understand what cell metabolism means. Every year, thousands of people have this gland cut out, the thyroid gland. It's where your Adam's apple is. It looks like a butterfly. If you cut a millimeter or so into your skin around the Adam's apple, you'll hit the thyroid gland. It's not hidden away. It's at the surface of your body. When it inflames, and you've seen people like this, when this gland inflames, it looks like there's something bulging in the neck. Women, after they have children, get this problem. People, as they age, get this problem. Vegetarians get this problem. People around radiation get this problem. It goes high, it goes low. It puts out too much of what it makes, which is called thyroxine. And thyroxine can be broken down into what we call T4, thyroxine 4, and T3, thyroxine 3. T3 is the one we forget to look at. But T3 is the most important one because T3 is the active one. It's the one that does the job. It's the one that goes into your cell and tells your DNA and RNA what to do. Critical, 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 critical situation for you. And when you get it measured in the hospital every year when you do your physical exam, they only measure the TSH, if you're lucky. So we've got a problem, and we've got controversy we've got to clear up. Just hard science we've got to clear up before we get to the so-called fringe science, which is not so fringe at all. It's common sense science. It's what you're not allowed to call science. It's what you conclude when you think outside the box. And do you think outside the box? Can you think outside the box? Are you equipped with enough intelligence to do so? All right, a little basic anatomy and physiology. Up in the center of your brain is a gland. You've heard this before. Mind you, you know, I've done 47 shows and not even a year yet has passed. And I needed to do enough shows because we're going to make references to all 47 shows today in so many ways. So the benefit for you, if you've been listening to this broadcast for the last year or so, the benefit to you is I can put concepts together and get you to the higher level. See, we don't have to stay in the first grade here. We don't have to do kindergarten nutrition. We can move and build on your repertoire of skills. That's the beauty of the show. That's the beauty of the future of medicine. In your skull, in your head, is a gland called the hypothalamus. You've heard it before. It runs the show. It talks to a gland just below it called the pituitary. If you were to put your finger right there between your eyebrows and move backwards, you'd go into that area where the hypothalamus and pituitary live. The pituitary produces a hormone called the thyroid stimulating hormone. You've heard of this. It's called T as in Thomas, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, TSH. TSH is produced by the pituitary to tell the thyroid gland to produce thyroxin, T4. And that T4 circulates to the liver, it circulates to the kidney, it circulates to the cell, and it's converted to the active form of thyroxin called T3. And this, of course, is in a feedback loop that we're going to discuss in a moment because it's so important. And this T3 inside the cell speeds up, it metabolizes, it regulates the speed at which the trillion gazillion operations each day carried out in the cell at almost the speed of light, if not the speed of light, are actually occurring. So we say T3 controls your metabolism. And when your T3 gets low and your metabolism dips, a neurochemical, meaning an electrochemical, meaning a magnetic chemical message, that's vibrational, that's quantum mechanics, that's quantum physics, that's something particulate, meaning that you can see, hits the hypothalamus gland from the thyroid. Or something wave-like hits the hypothalamus gland from the thyroid. A message from the thyroid goes back to the hypothalamus, and the hypothalamus decides whether to tell the pituitary to kick in, to send out TSH back to the thyroid gland to either slow it up, you see, or speed it up. So we've got this hypothalamic pituitary thyroid axis, this feedback cycle working. And again, we've got this active hormone T3 that's made in the cells of the body. It's made in the organ systems. And when that T3 functions, thousands of operations occur. And at what rate they occur depends on the amount of T3. That's a little bit of basic understanding. Now, what happens? What happens when one day you wake up and your heart is beating too fast and you're going to the bathroom 20 times a day and your bones ache and your hair is falling out and your pulse is up at about 200 and you feel like your heart's going to jump out of your chest? And your skin is so dry, it feels like it's tearing off. And you run to the doctor in absolute fear and pain and paralysis. And your doctor tells you, Mrs. Smith, your thyroid gland is hyper. It's going too fast. And so what we're going to do to your thyroid gland is we're going to give you a little drug here called Tapazole, or a Tapazole derivative. And what we're not going to tell you is that this Tapazole, after a while, it'll kill your gland. And that's why it might slow your gland down, because it kills it little by little. But we're not going to tell you that. And in that, you might have a medical crisis. You might be going into what we call thyroid storm. It might be a good thing to do. And it might be a good thing to do. And bless medicine, because it can get you out of a crisis situation. So you stay on the Tapazole, and you pray. You pray that this is going to go away. And then they give you a beta blocker, so your heartbeat slows down, so your heart stops responding to signals. And you at least can sleep, and you put on some weight, and these symptoms go away. But now you're on the Tapazole, and they know they can't keep you on the Tapazole forever. So they take you off the Tapazole, and then the symptoms come back. Sometimes you get lucky. You really do. Hooray for the drug. Hooray for pharmaceuticals. If you can get out of it, great. But then there's the other issue, and this happens a lot, thousands of times a year. They just tell you the Tapazole didn't work, and what we're going to have to do now is give you radioactive iodine. And as we all know, the thyroid gland eats iodine. It likes iodine. It needs iodine. If you don't get iodine, good cell resonant iodine, iodine from seafood, then maybe the thyroid gland doesn't work and it goes low. But in your case, it's high. So we give you iodine, but we tag it and make it radioactive. We give you a radioactive isotope of the iodine, and that will kill the gland. It'll fibrose it. It'll put it to sleep. Sometimes we go in and we cut it out. What we should be doing in that moment, what you should tell your doctor to do, is take out half the gland. That's what you should do. You should tell your surgeon not to radiate it. You should tell your surgeon to go in and just cut out part of the gland. Why are they taking out the whole gland? Because it's only your thyroid gland. It's not that important. And better than that, we've got Synthroid. We have a synthetic thyroxin, and it works just as well, and it's the same thing. And just like when we take out your gallbladder, and just like when we take out your ovaries, just like when we replace your joints, just like when we make you bionic, this is an honor to bestow, to have three or four of your organs cut out, two or three of your joints replaced, and you're like a bionic machine then. Except you're a lousy machine because you don't work so well. Because the technology is not there, but don't worry, in 100 or 200 years it will be. And we can have all our parts replaced and be young again. But you see, we're not there yet. Maybe when we get there, we should have this conversation. But you see, right now, if you get your thyroid gland cut out, you are never going to be the same. And if you think you're the same, it's because your sensors are dulled. You were so imbalanced when you had the gland cut out that you wouldn't know what happened since. And that is the truth. And what about your common sense? What about your ability to think outside the box? So they cut the gland out on the premise that they can just give you Synthroid and you'll be fine. And you're not. You're not the same. You will age faster, I promise you. If it's life-threatening, that's one thing. But if there's an option, why wouldn't you investigate an option? So here's the thing. The thyroid goes into a place where it goes hyper. They'll give you Tapazole. Hopefully you can get out of the trap. But if it doesn't work, they're going to radiate it. Don't have them radiate it. Have them cut a piece of it out. Do that. Don't ever let them take the whole thing. I don't know why they do this. They'll only take one ovary and leave the other one. So why don't they just take one lobe of the thyroid gland and leave the rest? Doctors in Europe do this regularly. They do not take the whole gland. Even when you're told you have a thyroid nodule. A nodule is just a calcification. It's a sequestration of garbage in the thyroid. The thyroid is a highly perfusant organ, meaning it gets a ton of blood. And when you get enough garbage in the body, the cell physiology, the cell bio, has a way of encapsulating in a calcium shell the garbage. You make nodules because you have an imbalance in metabolism. So they see this nodule. They can't tell you it's going to be cancer. They can't even give you a good statistic. How many thyroid nodules? So we're moving from hyperthyroid to nodules now. Become cancerous. Well, it could be. We've got to cut it out. You've got three or four nodules. That must mean your risk is higher, and we're here to protect you, and so we're going to cut it out. What are you doing? Watch the gland. And if you have to do a surgery, cut out the piece with the nodules. Leave the rest of the gland. And guess what? You're normal then. Your thyroid will just continue to balance itself out. So first piece of advice, keep the gland. By having your surgeon take a part of it, not killing the whole thing. Now, here's a story.